Students in grades K through 12 have been registering this week for the upcoming year. Middle and high school principal Rick Dormer says there's a positive vibe in the schools this year.
We had so many changes last year, both with staff and with the budget. I felt like last year was rockier than in years past, and I think the excitement is with the leadership's been great. The work over the summer from the district office has been fantastic. It feels like it's really going to be a great year. I think there's really positive energy.
Petersburg changed superintendents in the middle of last school year and had to make staffing changes to fill in after the resignation of Lisa Stroh less than 6 months into her first year on the job. The district also had to wait until after school was out of session before knowing funding levels from the state because of an impasse in the state legislature. Because of that late hour for the state budget and uncertainty about staffing, the high school did not finalize student schedules until this summer. Dormer says high school counselor Rachel Etcher ended up putting in extra hours to finish those schedules.
We don't want to do this again, but just the way the budget, you know, was out of our hands, that we ended up, we came in and helped her a little bit, and we just had to make schedules over the summer. And we've been great. You know, some students we know well enough, we're able to send them a text and get some info. And then they, high school especially, always has a change. A time to change their schedules when they return, and that is, that's what we're expecting. There'd be more changes just as kids get exactly what they want, but they forecast and give us lists, and that's fine, and the middle school is pretty well set, so yes, we're ready to go.
Dormer says student numbers in the high school and middle school are similar to last year.
We continue to get new kids in, and of course, you know, some kids go or some kids are off in exchange, but so we have a lot of new kids. Class size are pretty much the same. The middle school will continue to get a little smaller. The 6th and 7th grade class are a little small right now, and we've got a couple incoming classes, so they're shrinking just a little bit.
Another change will be in athletics, as PHS is now in the 2A classification, reuniting old rivalries against Wrangell, Craig, and Haynes, while still facing the larger 3A and 4A schools in some sports. That change will mean a little different timing for some of the seasons this year. Staffers are also learning about a new teacher evaluation requirement in place this year. Former second grade teacher Terry Tolan took over as principal at Racy Stedman Elementary last year with the superintendent change. She starts up this school year in the principal's job and is excited.
It's nice starting the school year as in this position rather than halfway through, but I'm really excited for kids to show up. The teachers are very ready. Their rooms are becoming more and more ready each day, and it just looks very welcoming. But starting the school year in this position has been a challenge, but it's going well.
Parents and students will notice a change in the configuration of the elementary school this year with all the classrooms in one wing.
Staff got together and decided that it would be nice, since we have the ability, we can put all of the classes in this main wing, and it'll be good for kids to be able to see each other, teachers be able to visit with each other throughout the day.
That change means music class moves into the old first grade area along with tutoring space, the gardening class, and the cafeteria. Meanwhile, student numbers are rising in the lower grades. Tolan says the kindergarten class is larger this year.
We have 44 kindergartners, and so that is way up from last year. We also have, 14 new students enrolled, and looking at some more higher numbers there too. So we are at a total of 212 students. Actually, it could be slightly more than that.
Okay.
But last year we ended with 188. So we're looking at classroom sizes that are between 20 and 23. Students.
The maintenance staff has been busy throughout the summer repairing and replacing aging parts of the three buildings. Among other changes, there's new carpet in the hall of the elementary school and new flooring in the cafeteria there, along with a new loading dock at the back entrance of that school. That entrance and the front door will also have wheelchair accessible ramps. There are also new steps at the front entrance of the middle school as well. The three schools also have some new teachers this year, although there are some familiar faces around the district for the most part. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.